His perfect peace.
Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. John 10:41-42. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. For not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The Lord knows the heart. He knows the troubled and anxious breast. The Lord knows that his wonderful peace is freely available to calm the anxious one. And so he reaches out with words that only he can utter. Let not your heart be troubled, beloved child, neither be afraid. Here is my peace for you, my precious children. I give my peace to you. You are more precious to him than the sparkling universe and the riches of the world. He loves you more dearly than human understanding can fathom. And he is the God of comfort when a human heart is faint from exhaustion. He loves to place little lighted candles in our dark chambers of pain and sorrow. He delights to kiss away the tears of sadness and replace them with joy. He is able to comfort because he is incarnate comfort, the great comforter. He gives his own peace to those he delights in. He offers the same peace that kept him quiet and calm during his own earthly walk. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. His is the peace that enables him to be silent when so grossly misrepresented. His is the peace that spoke calmness and authority to stormy seas and lashing waves. His is the peace that comforted the widow and restored hope in a distraught Jairus. His peace he gives gladly and generously and continuously. His words of consolation really do have the power to still the troubled breast. His peace is not the false, fractured peace of a world at war with God and man. His is the peace that passes human understanding, and he gives it freely. But the gifts that the Lord bestows upon his children must be received by them. A gift is no gift that is not taken and accepted, appropriated and acted upon. Oh, Martha, dear Martha was apparently too busy and troubled by many things to receive the heavenly gift that graced her humble home. Mary took time to kneel at the Master's feet and accept his gifts of love and peace. She spent time with him in humbleness of heart and received the better part. His peace is a spiritual peace and one that is intended to be enjoyed now. His peace is a peace that is given for us in this age of turmoil and uncertainty. We are not exempt from trials and tribulations in this world. Jesus himself told us that in this world you shall have tribulation. But that was not the end of the sentence, for he continues, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Just because we are Christians does not exempt us from the problems from this life. Indeed, not only did Paul remind us to be patient in tribulation, but in order to be one with Christ, we need to participate in his suffering, the fellowship of his suffering, with patient endurance. However, accompanying all trials and troubles, we are assured of his peace that passes understanding, his peace that the world cannot hinder, the peace that the Lord himself as the God of peace pours into our hearts. This peace is his peace, and he gives it to his own. This peace is not to be possessed apart from him. This peace is only to be enjoyed in him as we remain in him. In this troubled and fretful world, above all things it is necessary that we know his peace. So let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. How do we access this perfect gift of perfect peace? God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Jesus, because he trusteth in thee.